This is Trends and Issues in Instructional Design, Educational Technology, and Learning Science, hosted by Abby Brown and Tim Green.
Hi, this is Tim, and I'm here with Abby.
Hi, this is Abby, and I'm here with Tim.
Welcome to episode 127 of our podcast, where we review the trends and issues in instructional design, educational technology, and learning sciences that we observed as we flip resources into our Flipboard magazine over the past 2 weeks. In this episode, we will share four trends that we observed, and with each of these trends, we share a recommended reading that goes along with each of the trends. We end our episode this year, it's the last episode of 2018, by making predictions about trends that we believe we'll see in 2019. So Abby, start us off by talking about our four trends.
Thank you, Tim. Yes, well, let's see. In the last 2 weeks, we did not see a lot of articles that we flipped into our Flipboard magazine. We actually saw surprisingly few, and we said that last episode, and there were even fewer this past episode. The articles we did flip were very good, very interesting reading, but we're talking about low numbers in terms of spotting trends. So our top trend was hardware and software, as it pretty much always is. There were still many reviews and many revelations about hardware software in general, including an interesting one about Windows Sandbox, which allows for a greater security when reviewing potential apps that one might want to use in a Windows environment. There were articles about artificial intelligence, AI. There was an interesting article about tools for classroom presentations, recommended tools. There was the Surface Studio 2 was reviewed. And there was a very good preview of Wi-Fi 6, which is something that's coming down the pike. It should be more available and widely used December of 2019. So that was a good sort of preview article. But the recommended reading for this topic is The Future Book is Here, But It's Not What We Expected by Craig Maad for Wired. It's a really good recap and prediction of a recap in terms of the history of the idea of the electronic book, starting back with the concept of the Dyna book, which made you and me smile very much, you know, get nostalgic about how excited we were way back in the day for the Dyna book. But it brings us up to the modern day, and it talks about what we expected from electronic books and what we currently see in electronic books and in electronic publishing. It's very interesting. Then our second topic is learning online. Now, this is a sort of an interesting twist. Teaching and learning online is something that we have seen regularly as a trend for the past year or so. But very specifically, these past 2 weeks, it was all articles about online learners specifically, and it really targeted them as opposed to teaching online or designing instruction for online. So we saw a lot about the value of online credentials, the perceived value of those credentials in the workplace. We saw an interesting article about data scientists in India and their preference for YouTube over online courses in terms of instructional moments online. There was a recent study from thebestschools.org that suggests online students communicate better with their peers. And there was a very interesting article about adaptive learning technologies and how that affects the online learner. But our recommended read here is Low Residency Online Education and the Demise of the Vault by Joshua Kim for Inside Higher Ed. Mr. Kim makes a really interesting comparison between the Chevy Volt, which was a hybrid car that was introduced some years ago, and the idea of hybrid instruction, that is, instruction that has some residency component but is primarily presented online. It's a relatively short read, but a very, very good one. With all these articles, we do apologize if we're mispronouncing anyone's names. Our third trend was security and citizenship, cyber citizenship. We saw a lot about YouTube improving its ability to take down videos that violate its community guidelines. And Tim, you were just telling me that you actually ran into that a little bit, creating a what you thought was a private video.
Yeah, what's interesting is this happened to me yesterday. It did. I made for a friend a 40th birthday video that was private, not to no one other than about 10 people watched that video, and YouTube shut me down because I used and I know better, but I used a copyrighted piece of music on it. So I got it, took it down completely down. So I'm part of that.
Well, it's a good experience. It's good. It's good sort of a single case observation that YouTube is indeed getting very good at dealing with their own community guidelines.
I felt like I was taken to the principal's office. I did.
Well, we also saw articles about student privacy. Particularly, we saw a number of different articles, actually, about Summit Online Learning System and some parents' and teachers' reactions to the use of the Summit Online Learning System, which apparently, according to these articles, requires that students provide some data which might be considered private, and that there's sort of a backlash against this, not just with this one company, but with any number of companies. And the idea of providing student data to ed tech companies is becoming more and more of an issue. Our recommended read for security and citizenship is, "Posting About Your Kids Online Could Damage Their Futures," by Jessica Barron for Forbes. This was a very interesting article, actually. We both thought that Ms. Barron puts up a number of, or presents a number of issues that can arise from posting a lot of information about one's own child online via social media. So it's really kind of a good read, not just for people who are parents, but also for people who have to work with children or work with parents in terms of facilitating their online time or use. Finally, we saw a few. Now, again, we're not talking about huge numbers, but our last trend was a few year-end reviews. We haven't seen any predictions so far, but we did see the year-end reviews. We saw 10 things we learned about the brain, which was extremely interesting. 10 things we learned about the brain in 2018. Education Week's biggest K-12 technology stories of the past year. But our recommended reading is The Most Innovative Products of 2018 by Scott Stein for CNET. This was a really good roundup of the technologies that made a big waves in 2018, and a fascinating read, especially for those of us who have a little bit of between the semesters downtime or a little bit of away from school time during the holiday break. It's a fun read if you're interested in these kind of, if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably interested in these topics. And this is a really fun read of the technology of the past year. Those are our four topics and our four recommended readings, Tim.
Okay, thanks, Abby. So we share at the end of this episode, we share the URL to our website where you can find the links to those recommended readings. So now we move into the predictions and looking into the crystal ball. And it's a little bit different for this episode. We're making predictions about 2019, which is, I mean, that's going to be difficult. We admit this up front, but we are taking our best shot at it. So let's talk about, I believe we made three predictions that we have. And so here we go. What are they, Abby?
Well, we made two predictions, and we have kind of a prediction slash wish.
Right.
But our predictions, what you and I agree upon that we will see in 2019, most likely see, is more articles about virtual reality, and particularly more articles about augmented reality. We both suspect that these kind of articles are going to continue as they have for the past couple of years. Our hope is that we see more about content-related activity.
Right.
We've kind of reached the point where the technology has sort of leveled off as to what it can currently achieve, and that we're trying to figure out what to do with that technology right now in terms of creating educational experiences. The other thing that we expect to see a lot of in 2019 is cyber citizenship. For reasons that we just mentioned earlier, we're going to see a lot more discussion about rights to privacy, that there's a lot going on in this area right now. Over the past 2 years, there have been just a boatload of revelations about what companies are doing with our data. And it's been surprising in some cases, and it's definitely caused a backlash among citizenship groups who want to have more control over their data, would like to have more transparency in terms of the companies telling us what it is they actually are gathering about us and how they are using that information. We think that that's going to be a very, very big topic over the next year, and something that we as educational technology experts are going to have to pay very close attention to. Now, our final prediction is more of a wish than it is a prediction. We are hoping to see more articles about designing really good online learning experiences. The reason that we're focusing on online learning experiences is because that's the prediction aspect of it. We've seen a lot about online teaching and learning over the past couple of years. We have seen a lot of good recommendations made by expert instructional designers who have been talking about designing the best possible experience. What we hope for is more of that in 2019. We would love to see a renaissance of focus on really good instructional experiences generally and making great use of online technologies for that purpose. But that's really what we're seeing in the crystal ball, and that's what we're kind of hoping to see in the crystal ball, Tim.
Thank you, Abby. Well, that brings us to the end of episode 127. We'd like to thank our followers and viewers of our Flipboard magazine and our podcast subscribers. You can visit our website at trendsandissues.com to listen to this episode and past episodes of our podcast, and also find the URLs for our recommended readings. We want to wish everyone a happy holidays and a great 2019. Our next episode will air on January 10th, 2019.
This podcast is produced by Professor Abby Brown at East Carolina University and Professor Tim Green at California State University, Fullerton. Copyright Abby Brown and Tim Green.